Sure.
Colin, you've made a deal today. You had two 19-year-old goaltenders. You're down to one by dealing Ethan McCallum to Penticton for a couple of draft picks. In terms of the trade itself, I have to think Penticton probably in need of a goaltender, as young Reyeltz is on the United States roster for the World Juniors, or at least so far.
Yeah, certainly. I think that was they'd asked about him in advance of being announced to that team, but I think when he was announced there, I think they wanted to upgrade their other goaltending position for them, and they made an offer that we had kind of known all along that we didn't think it was ideal to have two 19-year-old goalies. We've never really done that before, but we didn't want to just max a good goalie, so we didn't want to just waive him or drop him if there was no team in the market. We felt we'd wait it out and a little bit until there was a team that had a bit of a need. Maybe there was through injury or World Juniors, and so it worked out well today for both sides.
Now, the other factor that comes into play, like you mentioned, you don't want to keep two 19-year-old goaltenders. I don't know. I'm surmising here, and you can say forget it. We won't have to answer that. But is Evan Gardner not going to be going with Canada at the World Juniors?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Hockey Canada they don't tell us anything usually until the morning of when they're making their calls. They usually call the GMs at about 10 a.m. and they announce the team at 1 p.m. and they give us a heads up to tell our media guy, but that's the extent of it. But I do know they're probably, from what I read, they're taking only two goalies to Minnesota, even if they name three. So the third guy, if there was a third guy, they have two returning goalies. So if Evan is the third guy, then he could be named to the team and still play games for us during that time and would only go to Minnesota, I think, in the event of an injury or a call up to them. But if he makes it, then great. That's awesome for him. And we have a fairly light schedule before the deadline. I think we have... at the time of the World Junior Camp, I think seven games from then until the 8th of January. So it's maybe eight. It's not a huge slate of games. So we're very comfortable with Bud and Timmerman. And we want to see what those guys are about as well for next year, because, we fully expect Evan to be in the pros next year. So we don't want to have a situation where, we run Evan into the ground and then we have no idea what we have in Bud and Timmerman for next year as well. So it's a good opportunity to bring those guys in and work with Jeff Harvey and kind of see who shakes out to be the backup for us this year and then has the leg up next year.
Okay, let's chat about the team itself right now. Unfortunately, it's fallen on some hard times of recent, 5-9-2 ever since the team started off really strong just before they went to the States at 9-3. What team do we have here, Colin, in your mind? Is it closer to the 9-3 team or is it fading towards that 5-9-2 team? And I know what you want to say, the 9-3 team.
Yeah, I'm not like a magical thinker. If the direction the team is heading is that we're a certain level, then that's what we are. I think we have faced the hardest part of our schedule in terms of that U.S. trip that can be an absolute gauntlet. We had a tough trip. We all acknowledged that and moved on from it. And then we won four in a row after that. And yeah, we've lost four in a row. And honestly, I think I feel like we beat, we lost to Brandon twice in both games. Our expected goals from our, the computer system that does the Instat that prints out all the stats for the entire Western League. Like they both of those games against Brandon, they had us winning by a goal, 1.2 goals. And then the game against Edmonton, it had us winning by a full goal. And we certainly had a dud against Medicine Hat. But I don't feel like we're playing bad hockey. I don't feel like we're getting out battled and losing games by virtue of anything other than right now we're just not either getting an extra goal that we need or the other goalie's playing really, really well. So, we're going to stay the course here. We've got some significant injuries on our back end, which have been definitely are putting our decor to the test. So it'll be, upon them for the next several weeks here to battle and see what those guys are about. And then we'll decide kind of early January after the Christmas break, kind of what direction we think we are. But we do have a ton of home games in the second half and far less travel. So we have some optimistic things that we see. But, certainly right now we're playing more like that 6-7 seed than the 3-4 seed that we were earlier. So we've got to find out what we are. And then that will kind of allow me to put my hand on the rudder the best I can to make the decisions we need to make every year around the deadline.